These are our final thoughts. Mike, give me your key to the game.
I say it's get the ball in the end zone. The one thing that the first-string offense has not done so far in the preseason is score touchdowns. They've moved the ball. They've gotten themselves in scoring position, kicked some field goals last week. Let's finish the drives in the red zone and get in the end zone.
And I say it's bat it down. Don't try to catch it. No. I'm going to say it's pick a kicker. This is enough. We are at a point here where I absolutely believe this team needs to get closure on this kicking situation. Do you have your guy? And if you have your guy, who is he? These are the guys who win games or lose games.
Sure.
It's time for our injury report. And Dr. Spofford, it's not, the injury list isn't that long, is it?
It's getting shorter, which is good for the Packers, and Mike McCarthy will be happy with that. A couple of guys, we may or may not see them make their preseason debuts. Randall Cobb has not played in the preseason yet. He took his pads off partway through practice the other day, so I guess you'd say he's questionable. Maybe the same thing with Casey Hayward, who returned to practice for the first time in camp this week, although Hayward did do more in practice as the week went on, so he might get some snaps. Other guys to talk about, Dayton Jones, he re-rolled that ankle in practice, and he may not be able to play. A rookie outside linebacker, Andy Malumba, had his knee swell up all of a sudden. He missed practice. I would think he's somewhat questionable. And then Matthew Mulligan, the tight end, who hurt his elbow in the last preseason game in St. Louis, he didn't practice all week and is probably going to sit out.
Mike, give me your player to watch.
I'm going with running back Dewan Harris. Mm-hmm. He hasn't played in the preseason yet. He's been back in practice for 2 weeks. He looked really like he was back to full speed the other day in practice. And the Packers really, as you talked about the other day, thunder and mini thunder. They want to get this Eddie Lacy-Dewan Harris combination going. And seeing Harris on the field for the first time hopefully will be a good thing.
My player to watch is Sam Shields because I haven't watched him very much. And apparently I've missed something. Joe Witt, the cornerback's coach, said the other day that Sam Shields has taken his game to a higher level in this training camp, that he is playing at an extremely high level in all ways, not only as a shutdown corner, but as a tackle, a shutdown tackler. And if the Packers, in fact, have developed an elite cornerback, oh, that's a great, great advantage for any defense to have. So I want to keep my eye on Sam Shields. I want to see this new Sam Shields that apparently has emerged in this training camp.
And that'll wrap it up for final thoughts, but stay with Packers.com. During the game, we'll have in-game blog updates. And after the game, we will have live stream press conferences and all of your post-game coverage. Thanks for watching on Packers.com.